Tom Cotton to introduce legislation to stop military officers from teaching critical race theory. By Wendell Hasebo on July 16, 2021. Lincoln, New Hampshire, Senator Tom Cotton, RR, announced Friday at the North County Republican Dinner in New Hampshire that he will introduce legislation to stop military officers from teaching critical race theory, CRT. "I'm about to demand all these generals and admirals that want another promotion to commit that they are not going to be teaching anything like this. CRT, in their commands," Cotton announced to a loud applause. He went on. "Center is the anti-American idea that the most important thing about you is your skin color. That some people are inherently privileged and oppressive because of the color of their skin. That first and foremost you should not be an individual, but rather a representative of people with the same skin color. All of these are diametrically opposed to the American founding," Cotton continued. "They are opposed to what Dr. Martin Luther King said in his dream speech, that we should be judged on the content of our character and not the color of our skin," he added. "These radicals today who want to repudiate the American founding are trying to indoctrinate our kids, are trying to, your fellow workers. If you speak out, you might be ostracized. You might lose your job. Your business might be boycotted. You might lose your spot in school, all because you stood for the same thing that Dr. Martin Luther King stood for. It is an outrage and has to be fought," Cotton boldly stated. Breitbart News reported Wednesday Cotton introduced legislation to prohibit federal funds from being distributed to K-12 schools that endorse CRT and to colleges and universities that compel faculty and students to adopt the Marxist ideology's tenets. Cotton will stay in New Hampshire though Friday evening to attend the Hillsborough County Republicans' annual machine gun shoot fundraiser at the Londonderry Fish and Game Club in Litchfield after headlining a breakfast fundraising event for the Rockingham County Republicans at the Atkinson Country Club on Saturday. For Cotton, New Hampshire is possibly a testing ground for a potential 2024 presidential run, being the first state to hold a Republican primary. But Cotton is not the only senator who has or will visit New Hampshire. Former Vice President Mike Pence, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and Governor Kristi Noem, are all potential 2024 GOP presidential hopefuls if former President Trump decides to forego the race, have or will visit the Granite State to test the presidential waters. "If you check the New Hampshire GOP event calendar, it's really gotten amazing," stated Alan Glassman, treasurer of the state Republican Party. "You check different dates, and it's like, oh my gosh, so-and-so is going to be here now." Vice Chairwoman of the state Republican Party Pam Tucker said the potential candidates do create all of that excitement, and it gets people engaged in the process once again. "It's a win-win for New Hampshire," she reiterated. "There is a lot of time between now and 2024, and anything can happen inside the GOP while Trump decides what to do. Assuming Trump does not run, this upcoming race could become the biggest and most exciting Republican field ever, potentially even more so than 2016.